Blog Talk Radio.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Night. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I walk on blood. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I want some blessing. Lord has been so good to me. Have you been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what He did? Yeah. He dried all of my tears away. Midnight in today, so I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body rocking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due. Don't know where the money coming from. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want. Yeah. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. To me, more than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, 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 me. Never stop you from crying. Turn my midnight in today.
Hmm.
Well, praise the Lord. I won't complain by Reverend Paul Jones. Wiped all our tears away, but we won't complain. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord this afternoon for once again allowing us to be back on this broadcast. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Lowry. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destinies without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we stand firmly upon our foundational scriptures and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Read that out the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time, California time, and Minister Billy Burns is in North the Carolinas, and I think theirs come on at 8 a.m. And early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time, California time. And it's a corporate prayer where each and everyone is invited to come on and pray, and normally the Lord allows to be on 30, 35, 40 minutes as the Sunday going, as he see where he want us to continue or go forth. Tune in expecting. And, you know, I'm always expecting a word from the Lord from heaven above. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty himself. The call-in number is 858-683-1334. Is for all of the segments. Please email us at New Destiny Ministries at 54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and on Twitter at New Destiny 54. Listen online also at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archived messages. We are so appreciative and are thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you, Evangelist Adrian Bernard and me, Sister Ruby. We all receiving this, that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off, because God has a rhema word just for you. And, you know, we would say sometimes that we just ask all of y'all to pray God's will for this broadcast each and every day, whatever the Lord allows us to come on. And we're so honored and thankful that he chose us. And with no further ado, we're going to introduce to you the founder and the host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. And you know what? The Lord told her to go, and she's always in New Orleans. Evangelist Bernard.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, Sister Ruby. Amen. And to all of our listening audience, amen, we greet you in the awesome, powerful, wonderful, matchless, hallelujah, name of Jesus. There is no other name whereby given unto me that we must be saved. Amen. But we thank God for another wonderful opportunity to be on this line. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about what God is doing, even with this topic, recall God's faithfulness. Amen. You know, every day we wake up in the morning, we need to recall how faithful God is. His mercies are renewed every morning. Every morning God has an inventory. Amen. And when you are blessed to be on that list where you're still alive, you have all activities of your limbs, you have a mouth to open up and give him some praise, you have ears to hear what thus say the Lord, woo, God, we move and have our being because of God. Amen. So we can't do nothing without him. Amen. So we're excited about what he's doing in our lives, what he's doing in the nation, what he's doing in the people of God's lives. Amen. Somebody's being blessed right now. Amen. And we want to continue to lift up Prophet Michael Lewis's daughter that's in the hospital. Amen. We want to pray feverishly for her on today. Amen. God is a healer. We know him to be a healer, and it ain't over until God says it's over. Amen. God can change your circumstances in the moment of the twinkling of an eye. Amen. So we bless the Lord today. Amen. We give him glory. We give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. You know God is faithful not only to his word, but he's faithful to those that love him. Amen. The Bible say all things work together for the good to them that are called, according to his purpose. Them that love the Lord. Amen. 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 So we're going to pray. I'm going to ask Prophet Michael when he, Prophet Davis, when he come on to pray for that young lady. But I want to get this announcement out of the way. Some of you all tune in early and some tune in late. I'll be announcing it again at the end of the broadcast. We're excited about this citywide crusade. We're asking you to mark your calendars. Amen. We're also asking you to pray for every speaker that is on this that's on this event to take place on September the 4th through the 6th. Amen. We're looking for God to move in this city. Amen. We're looking for souls to be transformed. We're looking for souls to be restored. We're looking for souls to come into the kingdom of God. Amen. So we want you to mark your calendars. Also, we're asking you to go to our website at www.newdestinyministries.com, and there is a donate button on that website. Amen. And we're asking you to sow a seed. Amen. Sow like it's somebody in your family that you want to be blessed. Amen. Sow a seed. This is good ground. Amen. And I tell you, God will reward you. He is a rewarder. Hallelujah. So we're asking you to go to paypal.com, go to our website, and donate for this event. Amen. We're looking to really bombard this city. Amen. We have this postcard that's going to be out shortly. Amen. Should have been out. We are running a little bit behind. Amen. But how many know when you're looking to other people, you just got to wait and waver some things out sometime. Amen. But God is doing it. God is doing this thing. And anytime God is in something, believe me, it will be a success. Amen, because God, there's no failure in God. Amen, he can't fail. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God will never fail. Amen, so we're looking for you all to sow generously into this ministry where we can do all that God has called us to do. God has called us to do some things. Amen, and our ultimate goal is to witness to men and women and boys and girls every opportunity we get to, every opportunity we have. Amen. So I thank God for that today, and we're going to come back a little bit later. We're going to have to keep on pounding this into our memory. Amen. Well, sometimes we forget. I don't know about you all, but I forget some things. Amen. But if you continue to bring it before me, it registers in my mind again. Amen. But we're going to get right on into the segment today, Recall God's Faithfulness. Amen. And we have a capable, anointed man of God that really has been with us just a little bit beyond the inception of this broadcast. Amen. The first year we began coming on Blog Talk Radio. God had laid him on my heart to call him, and I had never looped his number. His number was always in my phone. And one day as I was scrolling down, the Lord said, call him. Amen. And I called him. Amen. And he has been so graciously, willingly to minister the word of God. Amen. He is not no everyday normal prophet. Amen. He's a man that loves the Lord, and he's going to tell you what does say the Lord, even if it hurt him. Hey, glory to God. So we thank God for Prophet Michael Davis, all the way from Vacaville, California, with Ministries of Michael. Amen. And that ministry of Michael is not about him. It's about the Lord. Hallelujah. You know God had an archangel called Michael. Amen. So he was doing, he's able to war. Amen. He know what warfare is. Hallelujah. So at this time, we like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker for the hour, and that's none other than Prophet Michael Davis. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, woman of God. Give God the glory, the honor, and all the
Hallelujah.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
He alone is worthy to receive glory, honor, and praise. Why? Because he's faithful even when you're not. God is faithful, and he cannot fail. He looked over the earth, and he looked for a man that he could swear by. He could find no one, so he swore by himself. We give God the glory. We give him the honor. We give him the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. I ask God for liberty and freedom on the line, and that the people would not have any heaviness. I was praying that before. I said, Lord, we need this line to be light today. We don't need anybody with heaviness. We need to flow in a place in the spirit. We need to go up high in the anointing.
Come on.
Glory to God. So I begin to pray and ask the Lord to do that for me. And I'm going to ask something unusual. Now, first, I'm going to pray for the young lady, and I know that God is going to raise her up as he
did. And her
did.
Name is Sister Tracy Self.
Tracy?
Self as in self.
Tracy Self.
Yes.
S-E-L-F.
Correct.
Okay. We already know by faith that it's already done. But we know. Why do we know? Because the word of God says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not folks that's living straddling the fence. Those prayers don't avail. They can't get through to heaven. But he said the righteous, my
come
God,
on.
I will hear and answer their prayer because they are in right standing with me. They live in their life right. Glory to God. They're not living in sin. They're not practicing sin. They're not tipping, dipping, and snipping and tripping. But they live in according to the word of God. And therefore, God will honor them because they have chosen to honor God in their life every day. My Lord. That's why I know when I pray, God hears and answers my prayers. I know it. That's the confidence that we have in him, according to 1 John 5 and 14. He said, and this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, then we know he heareth us. My God from heaven. So we know that this young lady, the healing is in the will of God. Asking Jesus for the healing, we know that it's in the will of God, so therefore we have confidence. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank you, God Almighty, King of kings and Lord of lords, the great I am. And we take a moment to honor you because hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy holy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We give you honor and glory and praise because you are worthy to receive it. We magnify your name over every circumstance, every problem, every situation, and every difficulty. We magnify the name of Jesus. It is written that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every sickness, every disease, every category of illness must bow to the name of Jesus. And Father, we come on behalf of this young lady, knowing that you love her. And we intercede on her behalf, thanking you in advance that you would stretch forth your hand, your holy hand, your holy hand to heal, to deliver, to set free, that the doctors, the nurses, the staff would know that you are yet the healer, the great physician who's never lost a case. Thank you for the angels of the Lord going into that room now, flapping their wings, as it were, to cause the wind to be stirred up around the child, the young lady, and to cause the anointing to penetrate her body, and to go through even to the blood and the cells, even to the marrow, and heal her and cause every working organ, every physical part that was designed by your hand, to cause it to work according to its design. And now, because of the stripes that you took at the whipping post, the covenant promise that by your stripes, she is healed. She is healed. Now arise, young lady, and be healed in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. We thank you, Father, for doing it, for it is not by my power, nor by my might, but by thy Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. I feel the anointing. I sense the anointing. Amen? Amen. I'm going to continue on. Oh, glory to God. Sister Ruby, can you do me a small favor? I normally don't ask this, but I just want to open the lines for 1 minute, just 60 seconds, and I want to have everyone to come into agreement with me and just pray for 60 seconds, and then we're going to go into the teaching. Is that okay? Hallelujah. And just repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I repent of any sins that I have committed.
Wash me
in your holy blood. Cleanse me. All unrighteousness. Blot out my transgressions. And thank you for the cross. And thank you for salvation.
And thank you for salvation.
I receive you as my Lord and King.
I receive you as my Lord and King.
And I thank you for the Holy Spirit now.
And I thank you for the Holy Spirit now.
Hallelujah.
Devil, get out of my life. I don't belong to you.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. In that house, And you have time today to make the decision to move to that address, Psalms 91. That's not my message, but that's what God gave me just to tell you that you can always move to that address. And then you can move in permanently. You don't ever have to move away from the shadow of the Almighty and the protection of his wings. Glory to God.
We're going to Genesis 12 and 4. We're going to go from Genesis 12 and 4 to Genesis 13 and 4. I got a lot of work to do, so I'm going to get to it right away, and may the Lord be with me. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, I ask for a special anointing to teach this your word. Open the hearts and minds of your people that they would understand what you are saying to the church for your glory, for your honor, for your name's sake. Anoint my voice, Father. Anoint my body. And anoint me that I may do your will. Anoint this home, anoint this atmosphere to bring glory and honor to your name. For these are your people, and they need you. You are the many-breasted one, so feed them. Feed them out of the capacity of thine own spirit. Feed them. Feed them, Lord, for your glory. And let them be nourished by your spirit and your word. And I thank you, Father, for hearing and answering that prayer, to bring honor and glory to your name and your name alone, Jesus. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. So Genesis 12 and 4. I'm going to pick it up in the fourth verse. This is where, this is after God had spoke to Abraham and told him to depart from the place where he was, and he was going to guide and lead him to the place where he wanted him to be. The topic of my message today is God's faithfulness to guide and provide. God's faithfulness to guide and to provide. Glory to God. One more time. God's faithfulness to guide and to provide. Glory to God. Genesis chapter 4. And it reads on this wise. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him. Glory to God. And, hold on 1 second here. There we go. And Lot went with him, and Abram, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Haran represents a dry wilderness, a desolate place, a place where it's barren, and no fruit trees grow there. Haran represents a place that is dry and absent of the Holy Spirit. Haran represents a valley place, a low place, a place really that is occupied by dead things, where you don't see green trees, where you, it's almost like going into the Mexican wilderness, where you see a bunch of cactus plants and scorpions and spiders and snakes. You see only reptiles, things of that nature dwell in Haran, because it's a dry and desolate place. It's not a place that produces the fruit of the Spirit, or it's not a place that produces the power of the Holy Spirit. So God told Abraham, I need you to depart this place, and I need you to go to a place that I'm going to prepare for you that has abundance. And we're going to walk with Abraham just for about 30 minutes on a journey that God took him on to show how God can actually take you from a dry, desolate place into a place of abundance and great habitation. So as we look at the scriptures here, once again, verse 4, Genesis 12 and 4, so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abraham took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son. Glory to God. And all their substance that they had gathered and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. So Abraham didn't leave by himself. There were other people, actually many people, that departed with him. It was Abraham and his wife, Lot, glory to God, and his wife, and I believe Lot had two young daughters also, glory to God. And there were servants that Abraham had. So that whole caravan of people departed out of Haran, going to the place where God had instructed him to go to, glory to God. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. Canaan represents a place where there is great provision, great abundance. If you remember the story of Moses in the book of Numbers, he sent 12 spies to the land of Canaan to spy out the land. And when they came back, 10 came back with a negative report, but they did agree. They said that the fruit in that land was so big, we had to carry the grapes on our shoulders. Glory to God. And the grapes were the size of men's head. So it represents the abundance that God will supply to his people, those that choose to obey him. It speaks of the unlimited resources available to God to supply the needs of his children. The word of God says, "And my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Why? Because God is faithful to do so. Amen? Glory to God. And he instructed them to leave a dry place that was not producing, to go to a place where there was a multitude of plenteous of goods, of everything that they need with no lack, no limited supply, no limited provision, no limitations at all. So God took Abraham out of a limited place, a place where there was not a lot of provisions, glory to God, where there was scarcity, to a place where there was more than enough. Verse 6, "And Abraham passed through the land unto the place of Sichem, unto the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanite was in the land." Verse 7, "And the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said unto him, and said unto thy seed, will I give this land." Let me stop right there. So God had spoke to Abraham and said, "Look, I need you to get out of Haran. I need you to go towards Canaan. I need you to go to Canaan." It was a long journey, but God said, "Look, I'm taking you to Canaan. That's where I'm taking you to." But on the way, as Abraham was journeying, he was going in a particular direction, and he came to a place called Moreh. And as he was in that particular area on his journey, without Abraham asking God to appear to him, the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "This is the land," basically, "this is the land," I'm paraphrasing, "that I'm going to give to you and to your children." "You are in the place that I am going to show you that I'm going to bless you abundantly. As you go to the place that I tell you, I am going to appear or reveal myself to you by telling you I am going to give you land. I am going to give you an inheritance so that you will understand that this is the reason I brought you out. I brought you out to take you into a wealthy place. I'm not taking you out for nothing. I'm bringing you out for a purpose. Why? To establish my covenant. And my covenant is my word. My covenant is my will. My covenant is that people would get saved. My covenant is that people would get delivered. My covenant is that people would get healed. So I got to bring you out of Lodebar, a place of lack, into the place of abundance so that you can do my will." That's what God is saying. It's difficult to do the will of God when there's difficulty in the area
of finances. That's why all of the mega pastors, God told them to, now I need you to go here, but I'm going to show you that I'm with you. And then he told them to build these 5 and 10 and 20,000 seat churches and arenas. Why? Because God has to show that he is the God of abundance, so that people can come to him to meet all of their needs. If God was broke and wouldn't meet our needs, we say, well, God, I don't need you. I can do this myself. But God proves over and over, I'll take you out of a low place and I'll put you into a high place. And this is God's faithfulness to take you out of where you are, to show you how great he is, to take you to a place that you cannot take yourself. And then God said, I'm going to give you this land. God said, I'm going to give you the land. So the first thing God did was he established real estate or property. Because when you have property or real estate, it adds value to your life. You can't build a church unless you have land. Hello, somebody. Now, God don't want you renting all the time. He might start you off that way, but at some point, God going to give you your own. Hello, somebody. Let me say that again. He might start you off renting, but he's not going to leave it that way. God wants to give you your own. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and them that dwell therein. The silver and gold, it belongs to the Lord. So what is God saying? He's saying, look, I got to get you out of this dry place. I got to get you out of this low place, and I have to take you to a place where I can give you your own land. Where I can give you your own property, your own real estate. Why? Because God is faithful. What kind of testimony is it if you rent it? I mean, I'm not saying renting is a bad thing. Don't get me wrong. But that's not where God will leave you. That's the point I'm making. I'm telling you, God wants to make it clear to you he's taking you to a place where you can have your own land, your own real estate, your own property, your own home, your own church, whatever it is that God is dealing with you about, he wants to give you your own. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I don't think Abraham was making payments to the bank on the land. Hello, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. And so, and there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. Now, the reason that Abraham built the altar was it was out of respect unto the Lord. It was to honor the Lord. It was to reverence him, to build an altar in a place that he had established. God has appeared to me, and God has spoken unto me in this place. It was to stake a claim on that land. I'm putting an altar here. God has spoken to me here. This land now belongs, it's my land, but it belongs to the Lord. He was staking a claim on that land. Glory to God. He was basically building a fence around it. It wasn't a fence, but he put an altar there, but it represented, this is my territory that God has given me. And so I'm honoring God because God has now spoken to me to make it clear that he has revealed himself and this is his will for my life. This is what I'm going to do for you, okay? And that's going to be very important as we continue on in this journey. Now, verse 8. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. Now, we don't know how far away it was from the other altar, but he went up into the mountains. He went up into the hills. He went up into the mountains to a place called Bethel. Bethel means the house of God. And the house of God represents the glory of God. And so I believe that he felt the presence of God as he went up to this mountain, glory to God, called Bethel. Glory to God, he built an altar there and began to pray. And I believe the reason that Abraham began to pray is because when he was in Moreh, God appeared unto him and gave him the land. So now Abraham doesn't want to miss God. Let me say that again. Abraham does not want to miss God, so he goes so far And he stops at a place up on the mountaintop and says, I better build an altar here, and I better pray and ask God for guidance and direction. And I know that's what happened. I know that's what happened, because as we continue with the story, we'll see God's faithfulness as Abraham built the altar. The Bible says he calls upon the name of the Lord. In other words, Abraham began to seek the will of God. God, what is your direction? What is your plan for my life? Which way do I go? Do I continue to go east? Do I go west? Which way do I go? How do I get to Canaan? I don't have a map. I don't have GPS. You've got to guide me. You have got to direct me. So, Father, you direct me on the path that I need to go. I believe it was here. Now, watch this. Many of you have heard that Abraham lied to Pharaoh about his wife, Sarai. Not so. Not so. Abraham did not lie. Abraham is a prophet of God. Abraham didn't lie. This is what happened. As Abraham was praying, and in order to catch this revelation, you'll have to be a praying person, because you know how God deals with you in prayer. He start giving you wisdom. He start giving you guidance on how to do things. He start giving you understanding on how to go in and out amongst the people, you know, that you're dealing with. He'll give you wisdom. Glory to God. So I believe as Abraham went to Bethel and he was up on that mountain praying, God knew that there was a famine in the land. You'll see that in the next verse. But then also God knew that he had to go to Egypt. And in going to Egypt, God foreknowledge knew that the people in Egypt, the Pharaoh and his princes, his sons, would want Sarai because she was an attractive woman even at her age. So God gave him what's called a word of wisdom. Tell them she's your sister. Mm-hmm. Because that's wisdom. Because if he had said, this is my wife, they would have killed him. He had to use wisdom in dealing with these people, and look at what God does when you seek him on guidance and how God will lead you and instruct you in the way that you should go. Psalms 38 and 2, I believe it is. Psalms 38 and 2. God will said, I will teach you and instruct you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with my eye. So here it is. We're at Bethel. He made an altar. He's calling on the name of the Lord. He's praying. He's seeking God for his will. Verse 9, and Abraham journeyed going on still toward the south. He got his directions. I need you to go towards the south. He got his directions from God. After he came down the mountain, he got his directions from God. He got revelation. This is the way that God want me to go. He don't want me to go to the east. He don't want me to go to the west. He don't want me to go to the north. He want me to go south. So I'm going south. And as he's going south, it will come out what God revealed to him in prayer. Watch this. And verse 10. And there was a famine in the land. And Abraham went down into Egypt to sojourn there. God was the one that told him to go in that direction. God was the one that revealed to him, this is where I want you to go. But there's a purpose to it. Watch this. Abraham went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. God already knew that, but God gave Abraham the revelation when he bowed down the knee to pray on the mountain of Bethel. Verse 11, and it came to pass when he was come near to enter into Egypt that he said unto Sarah his wife, behold now. Now, that's a prophetic statement. Behold now. Look now and see. In other words, that's a prophetic revelation that God had given Abraham. You have to understand prophecy. You have to understand the scriptures. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. You have to understand how God is speaking and when it's prophetic and when it's instructional. But this prophecy, this prophetic utterance was also instructional. Watch it. This is what he said. He said, behold, now, I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. Verse 12, therefore, it shall come to pass. Whenever you see those words, it shall come to pass, that is prophetic, because no man can declare the future except God reveal it to him. I'm going to say that one more time. No man can declare the future except God reveal it to him. Glory to God. So he said, and it shall come to pass when the Egyptians shall see thee
that they shall say, this is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will save thee alive. 13. Say, I pray thee, thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. God gave him a revelation of what was going to happen. He gave him a prophecy that, and God always gives you a choice. You can accept the prophecy or you can reject it. God said, say that you're my sister, because if you don't, they're going to kill me. So God gave him revelation and understanding of what was going to take place prior to it taking place. So in verse 14, and it came to pass that when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld a woman that she was very fair, exactly like he said it. Now this is before they got into Egypt, so he proclaimed a prophetic statement. This is going to happen when we get to Egypt. And as soon as they get into Egypt, what did they say? They said exactly what he said. And it came to pass. That's fulfillment of prophecy. When it said, and it shall be, and then it said, and it came to pass. That's prophecy. It shall be, and then, and it came to pass. That's fulfillment of prophecy. Everybody's been teaching. I've even heard bishops teach this. Oh, Abraham lied. Sir, you did not study the scriptures properly. Abraham did not lie. If you're a praying person, you would know that God reveals mysteries and secrets in your prayer closet. My God from heaven. Glory, glory, glory. I feel the anointing now. Why? Because we're walking in the realm of revelation knowledge. Glory to God. So in verse 14, it says, and it came to pass that when Abraham was coming to Egypt, the Egyptians beheld a woman that she was very fair. Verse 15, the princes, which means the sons of Pharaoh, saw her and commended her before Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house, exactly like Abraham prophesied. Verse 16, and he entreated Abram well for her sake, and he had sheep and oxen and asses and men servants and maid servants and she asses and camels. When you follow the prophetic instructions of the Lord, it will bring providence, provision into your life. God told Abraham, I believe in prayer, he gave him instruction. I need you to go to the south. I need you to go ahead and go to Egypt. But when you get there, this is what I need you to say. Because if you don't say this, they're going to kill you. And so God gave him wisdom on how to go in and out amongst those people. And the word of wisdom brought him wealth. Watch this. Let's keep going. The word of wisdom, because of God's faithfulness, hello somebody, because of God's faithfulness to guide you and to provide for you, it brought him wealth. Let's look at this and see. Glory to God. And Pharaoh called Abraham. Wait, verse 17. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarah, Abram's wife. Verse 18. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, what is this that thou hast done unto me? Why didst thou now? Why didn't you tell me this was your wife? Verse 19. Why did you say she is my sister? So I might have taken her to me, to wife. Now, therefore, behold, thy wife, take her and go thy way. Uh-huh. God was the one that protected Sarah from being touched. He plagued Pharaoh's house. Why? Because Abraham obeyed God. He obeyed him in an instruction. And so when you obey God in an instruction, God will protect you. God doesn't protect liars. It's not in the Bible. It's inconsistent with his character. Huh? Come on! It's inconsistent with his character. God protects the righteous, not the wicked. That's a wrong teaching. And a lot of people have it. They haven't taken time to look at the scriptures to see what it says. Glory to God. God protects the righteous. Amen? It's a covenant promise. My God from heaven. So in verse 18, and Pharaoh called, verse 19, and then verse 20. Watch this. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away and his wife and all that he had. God upon Bethel. When Abraham was seeking God, that's why it's so important to have a clean life, so you can hear from God and follow his instructions. When you're up there in your prayer time, you've got to be clean. Why? Because you've got to hear God's instructions. If you miss it, it could cost you your life. You don't hear me. Let me say it again. When you're seeking God for his will, because God is faithful, he's going to give you an instruction, but you've got to be clean when you're seeking God. Why? So that you can hear his voice. When you're dirty, you can't hear his voice. I'm sorry. The devil's going to talk to you. I'm going to tell you the truth. When you're dirty, the devil's going to talk to you. You're going to think it's God. It's not going to be God. It's not going to be God. You got to stay clean to hear the voice of the Lord, because his voice is so sensitive. It's a still, small voice. And you got to be sensitive in the spirit to know if that's God speaking to you or the devil talking to you. The devil going to try to get you off track. He's going to try to take you to the left when God wants you to go right. You see how Abraham had to go up to Bethel. He had to seek God for his faithfulness and say, oh, faithful God, which direction do you want me to go in? Which way do you want me to go? Which way do you want me to go? And then when I go that way, what is it that you want me to do? God gave him instructions. This is what you do when you go down to Egypt. And look at, now he never told Abraham it was going to bring him a blessing. He never told him. He just told him to follow his instructions, just like he tells many of you, just follow my instructions. If you follow God's instructions, there is a blessing behind the instructions. That's why you got to make sure you can hear God clearly. Woo! Glory! The blessing is behind or hidden behind the instructions. My God, from glory. You got to stay clean to hear his voice. The devil want to pollute your spirit, so you'll be confused. God, was that you? God, was that? If you're clean, you know, you get a quickening. You know it's God. Or there's a peace that confirms the witness of the Holy Ghost talking to you. The witness of the Holy Ghost. Stay clean, I'm telling you. It's worth it. Stay clean, and God will talk to you. You will be able to follow his instructions. And as with Abraham, so it will be with you. When you follow his instructions, hallelujah, it will lead you to a blessing that you did not even know was coming your way. You didn't know how you was going to get it. You didn't know where it was coming from. God said, go south. Hey! And when you get down there, go down into Egypt, because when you get to Egypt, I need you to tell Pharaoh, this is your sister. And when you follow my instructions, he going to bless you. My God, he going to bless you with more than enough. And then he going to put you out of the land. But that's okay. I sent you down there to get a blessing, because over here, there's a famine in the land. Abraham was rich in the time of a famine. Give God the glory. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. My God from heaven. Oh, verse 13. Watch it. I mean, chapter 13. Genesis, chapter 13. My God from heaven. And I'm on schedule with time. Woo! Ain't God good? Thank you, Jesus. And Abraham went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. He kept going in the direction that God had instructed him to go into. See? He said, look, I just need you to pull over here to the side road for a minute. Go on by Egypt. I got a blessing for you to pick up. And when you get that, come on back out of there and keep on going down south. I got something for you. Oh, Lord. And then in verse 2, Genesis 13, verse 2, and Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Wait, let me say that one more time. Y'all didn't hear me. I'm gonna speak English just in case. And Abram was very rich. He wasn't just rich. He was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. God is showing you that when you seek him and his faithfulness, God is going to respond to you because you've chosen to live at Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, he is my fortress, he is my God. In him will I trust. When you make your decision to live and move to that address, God has no other choice to take care of you. He has no other choice but to take care of you. And the way he's going to take care of you is to simply give you instructions in your prayer time. That's how miracles happen. When you look at every miracle in the Bible, you see God called them to follow an instruction. Even the woman with the issue of blood, she had to follow an instruction. What was that? She had to touch the hem of his garment. That was an instruction because she got it from the Word of God. She got it in the book of Malachi. I don't have time to go there, but it says, and there's healing in his wings. That's part of the messianic prophecies, that there's healing in the Messiah's wings. That's the evident, the wings of the talith of the things that hang from the garment of the Messiah, those little strands of cords that are wrapped around, and they just hang from his garment, the talith. That's why he said unto the young girl, "Talith Aikuma, I say unto thee, arise." He wrapped his garment around her. He wrapped his prayer shawl around her, but he also had the little talith at the end of his garment, and she was down on the ground, bowed down, and she knew what the scripture said. Somehow she read it, or she knew the word, and she said, "Only if I could touch the hem of his garment, there's healing in his wings." And those little talith, they're called wings, and she touched them, and it confirmed he was the Messiah. That's why he stopped and said, "Who touched me?" I'm telling you, saints of God, the way God is going to get your miracle to you, the way God is going to provide for you, is a simple instruction. Simple instructions. How are you going to get the instructions? In your prayer time. Why? Because God is faithful. He'll keep his word. Why? To provide for you as his word declares. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. See, when he leads you and when he guides you, he will provide for you, but you have to follow his instructions. Let's keep going. Oh, my God, this is so good. I'm glad I dispelled the fact that some of these preachers are preaching that Abraham lied. I'm glad. I'm not putting them down. I'm just saying look a little closer at the word. And when you look at the flow of the scriptures, when you look at the flow of the scriptures, you can easily see it. You can easily see God. Abraham went up there to spend time in prayer. He went up there to spend time calling on the name of the Lord. That's what it says in the Word of God. He spent time in prayer. And because you spend time in prayer, God's going to reveal mysteries and secrets and things that you didn't know, instructions, glory to God, on how to do things. You know how it is if you're a praying person. You down there in prayer, "Oh, God, how do you want me to do this? Oh, Father, I'm coming unto thee. Lord, I have no knowledge of my own, but you are all knowledgeable. You know all things, Father. You know everything before the world even began. And Father, I come to thee in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. I need your instructions. I need your guidance. I need your help. I need you to instruct me and teach me how to do what it is you're calling me to do. Father, I confess I don't know how to do it. Father, just instruct me and I'll follow your instructions. Tell me what to do and I'll do it." Remember what Mary said to the servants of Jesus at the wedding of Cana of Galilee. She said, "Whatever he say, do it. Whatever he say, do it." You know, so he went up there and he spent time in prayer, calling on the name of Jesus. God gave him a revelation because he needed wealth for his supplies. He needed the cattle because all of those people that were with him, they had to eat. Glory to God. They had to make sacrifices. Glory to God. So they needed that wealth. And Abraham needed to buy some things. So he needed the silver. He needed the gold because he needed to make some exchanges. He needed to, glory to God, have this money as he went on his journey, because God is not going to send you on a journey broke. God ain't going to do it. And he didn't do it to Abraham.
All right.
He didn't do it to Abraham. He's not going to do it to you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That's why God is faithful to not only guide, but to provide. Thank you, Jesus. My God from heaven. I'm almost finished. Verse 3. And he went on his journeys from the south, even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai. Verse 4. Unto the place of the altar, which he had made there at the first. And there Abraham called on the name of the Lord. You want me to explain it to you? Most of you probably see it, but I'm going to tell you anyway. This is what happened. First, he went up to Bethel and prayed. Okay. He got the instructions from the Lord. I need you to go down south. I need you to go on into Egypt, and I need you to sojourn there for a minute. But when you get there, they're going to think that they're going to try to kill you because they're going to want to take your wife. Tell them that that's your sister. He followed the instructions. After he got his blessing, he returned to the place where he heard from God. The Bible says it. Look at it. Look at verse 3. I'll read it again. He returned to the place where he heard from God. That's how I know God said it. Watch this. Verse 3. And he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai. Specifically, it tells you the location. He didn't say Shechem, S-I-C-H-E-M, Shechem, or Moreh. That was the first place that he went where God appeared to him. But the second place that he went to was Bethel and Ai. Okay? That's the location where he heard from God to get the instructions. So what does Abraham do? He goes back to the place where he heard from God, and he began to call on the name of the Lord. And I'm sure, as you know, if you continue to read the whole thing, but I'm done, but if you continue to read the whole thing, you'll see now God continues to give him instruction on where to go from there. Saints of God, what am I saying to you? Abraham was a man of prayer. Abraham sought God. Abraham sought God to get his instructions on what he should do, how he should do it, the way he should go, and when he should go. And God is faithful. He will tell you exactly what he wants you to do, how he wants you to do it, how to fulfill his plan for your life, if you hearken unto his voice, if you obey his instructions. God will provide for you. Just don't miss it. Just don't miss it. Just don't miss the instructions. And then when he bless you, don't get all puffed up and haughty and think you better than somebody. No, humble yourself. Get back into prayer. See, that's what Abraham did. He got blessed. The Bible says he was very rich now. They never said that when he left Haran, it didn't say he was very rich. He just had all them folks with him. Yeah? He just had all them people with him. He probably had a few cattle because that's what they had to eat. You know, they had to eat a few hamburgers along the way. But God now took care of him and the people that were with him. Because the Bible says he was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. So they was eating steak now. See? So God took him to another level when he obeyed his instructions. And not only that, he went back into prayer. That's what he did. He went back to Bethel. He put all of his silver and gold. He probably counted his money and put it all together and everything and, you know, put the hundreds in a stack, put the 50s in a stack, the 20s in a stack, the 10s, the 5s, and the 1s. Glory to God. I'm just paraphrasing, you know, in today's terminology. But he went back and he started seeking God. He didn't go out to the mall and start shopping. He didn't go buy a new Bentley right away. Glory to God. Get a new horse. He went back into prayer. Why? To seek the instruction of God Almighty. Okay, God, what you want me to do now? You done blessed me above anything that I've ever imagined. Now, what you want me to do? You see what I'm saying? This is the heart of the person that God will bless. This is the heart of the person that God will take care of. This is the heart of the person that humbles himself and stays in prayer and asks God for his instructions and his guidance and his direction and not to get puffed up. He can trust Abraham, and he can trust this kind of person that's willing to go before God and say, now that you've given me all of this, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? That's God's faithfulness. He's faithful to lead you and to guide you into all truth. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit. He said, I must go away, but I will send a comforter that he might come to you. And he is the Spirit of truth. And he will lead you. And he will guide you into all truth. And he said, he will not speak of himself, but he will only speak what he has heard Jesus say. He does not come to glorify himself, but he comes to glorify Jesus. Saints of God, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, I'm going to pray for you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in unknown tongues. Why? So that you can be guided by the Spirit of truth into the place where God wants you to be, because behind the instructions of the Holy Spirit, there is a blessing with your name on it, and it's waiting for you. It's waiting for you. It cannot be given to anyone else. It's waiting for you. But in order to get to the place where God wants you to be, you have to be led and guided by the Spirit of truth. And you have to enter into prayer and call on the name of the Lord, because he's faithful to answer the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous. What he did for Abraham, he will also do for you. Jesus, be glorified in what you have had me to say. Be glorified in this message. Be glorified because you are the God that changes not. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you did it for Abraham, you will do it for us. But you just want us to be clean. You want us to call on your name. You want us to hearken unto your voice. And you want us to do exactly what you instruct us to do. Because in doing that, there is a blessing from the Lord God Almighty. Father, we thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the deliverance that took place in many people's lives by faith as they were listening, that they were delivered, set free. No heaviness in their spirit. We cast it out and command it to go in Jesus' name. Be loosed. Be set free by the Spirit of the living God.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Who is Jesus Christ? Let the anointing, the fresh oil of Jesus Christ rest upon you mightily and seal your hearts with his joy, with his peace, with his love, with his revelation, with his knowledge, and with his truth. And most importantly, let your heart be a heart that is willing to obey every word of God. For it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Jesus be glorified in your people. Let every shackle be taken off of their ankles, that they freely will be able to move when you say move. Let every shackle be taken off of their hand, that they be loosed and set free, that whatever you give their hands to do, it will be successful. And Father, let their minds be the mind of Christ, that they will have the desire to do the will of the Father, the one who has sent them into the earth to accomplish his will. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Glory, glory, glory. Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Glory. Thank you. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you for your word.
That was a word. That was a word. That was a word. God has been speaking. Hallelujah. God has been speaking.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost has been speaking.
Yes.
Through these vessels. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
I know the Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
Glory to God. That was the word. That was the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the lines. I see somebody special on here. And I'm going to ask Prophet Davis, this young man, this is my little cousin, Prophet Davis. He's 12 years old. He has anointing on his life.
Yes, yes, yes.
To preach, to sing, hallelujah, to be what God has destined him to be.
Yes.
He's dropped off. He's dropped off. I want him to come back on the line. 12 years old, and he's here in New Orleans. I just seen him pop in, and then he popped off. But I want you, even with him popping off the line, I want you to pray for him because there's some spirits that's around him. Ah, glory to God. He's trying to abort the destiny and the calling that God has on his life.
My God.
Just pray for him. His name is Chaz Bradford.
What's his name?
Hallelujah. Chaz. C-H-A-Z as in zebra, Chaz.
Oh, Chaz.
And the last name is Bradford, B-R-A-D-F-O-R-D.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
I see him. I see him struggling with the call. Because
he's
he thinks he has to give up. Oh, come on, brother.
He's back on, Prophet. I got him on the line now. Chaz?
Yes.
Brother Chad, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I have enjoyed your word today. I got on late, but God has blessed me with that wonderful word
today. Wow. How old are you?
12.
You're 12 years old?
Yeah.
Man, you got a mighty anointing on your life, brother. I tell you. Eko Boshata. A mighty anointing on your life. I'm a pray for you that there's so much, but I wanna there's so much really that I want to pray for you, but I want to because of time's sake hone in on the most important things. You understand?
Yes.
Mando Korianda Bahasha. There are some things I have to speak over your life. I am not even going to pray. These are some things I must speak over your life in Jesus' name. You shall be a prophet. You shall be a healer. You shall work signs, wonders, and miracles. You shall be wealthy.
My God.
The level of intelligence shall be great. You shall have a high IQ. You shall graduate from college with honors. You shall go on and get a master's degree. And if you choose, you can get a PhD degree. You shall have favor everywhere you go. And I command that the devil shall cease and desist his activities and his attacks against you, and I release a multitude of angels around you to protect you, to guard you, and to guide you, and the Holy Spirit shall even come upon you at the age of 14 in such an awesome way. You shall see dreams and visions. God shall speak to you. He shall appear to you. 14 is going to be a turnaround number for you at the age of 14. Major things will happen in your life, saith the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, my God, from glory. My God, my God. My God, my God.
Oh, he's worthy to be praised. Ain't nobody do it like
That's right. That's right. That's right, brother. That's right.
What?
Yeah. I like your voice.
Worthy to be praised.
Yes. You sing? You
nobody
sing too?
In the name of God.
Yes, he can sing. He can sing.
Oh, nobody's name
forward.
Is called Jesus.
That's right.
The wonderful.
Chad.
The healer of us.
Chad.
Yes.
Chad, I want you to sing a chorus of I Need Thee, O Lord, from Prophet David.
I need thee, oh, I need thee, oh, yes, bless thee, now, right now, my Savior. Bless thee. Right now, my Savior.
Hi, Kabusha.
Bless thee. Right now, my Savior.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless thee.
Right now, my Savior, I come to thee. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Brother Chaz, I know Evangelist Bernard will play back those words. I want you to write them down. And I want you to read them because they shall surely come to pass over your life.
Oh, glory to God.
So I want you to remind your auntie or your cousin or your grandma, I want you to remind her to write those words down. You go back in on the archives, write them down, and give them to him so he can read them because they shall surely come to pass at the age of 14. That's in a year and a half. Glory to God. Hikobo shata. Boy, that's a good song you're singing. I need thee, oh, I need thee. God from glory.
Glory, glory, glory.
Eco Boshata.
Glory.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, I come to thee.
I come to thee.
We finna have church in a minute now.
Hallelujah.
Eko Boshata.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I need.
Amen. God bless you, Chaz.
All right, Chaz. We gonna open up the line. Sister Ruby, you can open up the line. Hey, you don't know about me. Yeah, glory to God. Bless
yes,
you,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, he's worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If there's anyone else on the line with any prayer requests, the prophet is here. Amen. Amen. If we have some prayer requests, we want to open up the lines. We want to get to those that have some prayer requests, not just comments, but if there's anybody desiring prayer. Sister Ruby, we want to open up the line. Open up all the lines, and those that are desiring prayer, those are the ones we're going to get to first today.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So just open up the lines, and those that are requiring prayer, we need you to speak, and then we'll acknowledge you.
This is Nana
Nelson, Houston, Texas. There's too much noise. Maybe you should do one at a time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So this.
No, no. Well, let's do it like this. I can't go to one at a time because it's too many on the line.
Okay.
Those that needing prayer, if you would make your prayer request known, and then we'll open up the line. Somebody just spoke. Who was the first one that spoke?
Madeline was from Houston, Texas.
Madeline. Okay, now you can mute the rest until we finish with Madeline. Thank you. God bless you. Go forward, Sister Madeline.
God bless you.
I need prayer for my son that God would bring him back to church and that he would be through the will of God. Also pray for my niece. She's in a diabetic coma as I speak. And also myself that I just want to do God's will.
Yes. That delivering anointing is on you right now. That delivering anointing is on you right now in the name of Jesus. That delivering anointing is on you right now in the name of Jesus. Just say yes to the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, I'll do your will.
Yes, Lord, I'll do your will.
Whew. Ooh, have you been filled with the Holy Ghost yet, with the evidence of speaking in tongues?
Yeah, I speak it.
Okay. You want to do God's will. You have made it known publicly. The anointing of deliverance is not only on you, but it's in you in the name of Jesus Christ. I just want to declare a couple of things over your life in Jesus' name.
Oh.
I break anything from your generational past. I break it from off you now in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I command everything that's not of God to loose you and let you go now in the name of Jesus, the Akoshai, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Every shackle, every chain, every fetter, every hindrance, every spirit of witchcraft, every unclean spirit, every foul spirit, I cast it out and command it to go in Jesus' name. I decree that you're free in the name of Jesus. For who the Son sets free is free indeed. Now I loose you to go forth into the will of God and to walk only after Jesus Christ and not after your flesh. To walk after Jesus and not after your flesh. I decree it over your life by the authority of heaven in Jesus' name that you will obey God.
Amen.
Whew. How do you feel? I know you feel different. I know something happened.
Yes.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord. Yes, I do. Thank you, Lord.
I can tell the difference.
Hallelujah.
I can tell the difference in the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Before you were emotional. Now you under the hand of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Ah, that's the difference. Don't you feel a peace in your spirit?
Yes.
That's the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
I've been doing this a long time, almost 20 years, and God have taught me how to discern this Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is resting in your belly, in your spirit right now.
Thank you, Lord.
You are in the perfect. As soon as you get off this phone, as soon as you hang up, you're going to step into the will of God. You're going to start obeying God like never before. You're going to start telling people no like you've never been able to tell them no in the past.
Thank you, Lord.
Now we're going to pray for your son and the lady in the coma. First, I'm going to pray for the lady in the coma. Father, no longer shall she be in the coma, according to thy authority, in the name of Jesus. But she shall come forth out of that coma now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Devil, take your hands off of her. Holy Spirit of God, touch her now, that she is loosed, she is set free, and that she now comes conscious, and she arises. Arise and be healed, young lady, in the name of Jesus. And your son, I break the power of darkness from off of his life. I destroy it by the power of God and the word of the living God. And I put a word in his spirit by the Holy Ghost, and I call him with the authority of heaven. I call him in Jesus' name to come forth. Whatever you in, son, come forth out of it now in Jesus' name, that the grips of darkness would loose you and let you go, and you shall come now into the light and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. And call us back
Hallelujah.
With a testimony.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Call us back with a testimony.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you,
okay.
Lord.
Okay, thank you. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go quickly. Next one.
Come on, come on.
I'm going to go. Donna moved up, so she must. Sister Donna Shaw?
Yes.
Yeah, you moved up. Did you have a prayer request? Or?
Yes, my prayer request is for my daughter who goes to court next week, and for my son, healing and deliverance, for my two children.
Okay, daughter going to court. I see God turning that around.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Yes, I see God
Lord
turning
God.
It around. Uh-huh. I see God turning it around in the mighty
yes,
name
God.
Of Jesus. He kobo shata. Thank you, Jesus. Ho, 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 ho.
Thank you, Jesus. Shabba-ba-ba-ba.
But you tell your daughter, after this, she got to go 100% Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
You tell her, after this, she got to go 100% Jesus, lest a worse thing come up on her.
Jesus.
Tell her 100%. Because God don't move, but now it's something he requires from her.
Amen. Amen.
You tell her what I said. You say, after
okay.
this, you got to go 100%.
Glory to God.
Ye kabashata. Now, you said you had a son?
Jesus. Yes.
Okay.
And he's kind of tied up with the wrong people, well, especially this girl, and he needs to get back to work and back in the church.
Okay, that's a soul tie. So we're going to break that soul tie in Jesus' name. A soul tie is when the devil puts someone together in the soulish realm with you and ties you up. It's really to bind you up in the soulish realm,
mm-hmm.
thinking that you
mm-hmm.
love the person, but it's really a working of witchcraft. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't identify with people in the soulish realm. In the kingdom of God, we identify with people in the spirit realm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So
yeah.
it's a soul tie to tie him and
Jesus.
To bind him. But in the authority of the name. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no,
Jesus
no.
said you have
Jesus.
To do it. This is, listen, mother, this is what I want you to say. I want you
mm-hmm.
to say, Jesus, I sever the soul tie of my son from this girl now in Jesus' name. Say it.
Jesus, I sever this soul tie from this girl of my son in Jesus' name.
And do it now, Father.
And do it now, Father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Father, thank you for hearing and answering the prayer of a mother. And, Father, I agree with her that you will destroy, sever, cut the cord of this soul tie. Never let it be attached again. Cut it, as it were, in the name of Jesus. Now, we thank you for you honoring the request of the mother. Save the son. Bring
thank
him
you,
into
Jesus.
The kingdom. And that he never looks back on darkness again. For the glory of God. Father, this is a delivering service. He is delivered.
Yes,
he is set free by the
Jesus.
Power of God. In Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
God's called him to be a preacher. God's called him to be a preacher. I'm going to say it one more time. God has called him to be a preacher, and you know it.
Yep, many men of God, even the preacher in the church, call him preacher. Everybody call
see,
him preacher.
See, there, I didn't know that, but that's the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Letting you know that this is of the Lord. This is the work of
Amen.
The Holy Spirit.
Glory to God.
God
Glory
don't bring
to
him
God.
Out. Hey, call
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Thank God
you, Jesus.
Don't bring him out.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have one more. You have one more, right?
Oh, that was it, man of God. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Woman of God, God bless you. Call us back with a praise report.
I will. I will.
Amen.
It's done in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes, it is
to all
done.
Of the other, God bless you, Sister Donna. To all of the other callers that's
you.
On the line, those, all right, God bless you, woman of God. Love you. Those that are left, if you would hit the number one key, and we'll come right to you. Hit the number one key if you desire prayer.
Yes.
If you don't hit the number one key, then we're going to go down the line. I see Sister T has hit the key, so open her line. God bless.
One before
anybody else with a prayer request, hit one and we'll see you.
God is answering prayer. Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, Bernard, let me get this 901 there just before Sister T, and I'm going to open up her. Okay,
we asked them to hit the number one key, Sister Ruby. If they hit number one, we're coming to them. So let's go as we...
Whoever it was that hit it already.
Jesus.
916.
Okay.
916-5442. Is that Sister T?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's me.
Go ahead, Sister T.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God, to Prophet Michael Davis, to Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and Mother Ruby.
Thank you, Jesus.
Request is for my sister in the Bay Area. It's for alcoholism. And for my daughter, Alexandria, that she does well when she starts back to school. Those are my prayer requests.
Okay. We're going to pray for your daughter to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Because that's how she's going to do well in school.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. That's how she's going to do well in school. It's not by power, nor by might, but it's by my spirit. Save the Lord of hosts.
Hallelujah.
Father, we pray for the child. That you would baptize her in the Holy Ghost in her sleep. And when she wake up, she'll wake up speaking in tongues. And so, Father, we thank you that on the night that you choose, that she lays down, you will visit her in her sleep, and that you will fill her spirit with the Holy Spirit of God. And when she wakes up, she'll wake up speaking in tongues with tears in her eyes, come running to her mother and saying, Mama, what is this language I'm speaking? And the mother will say, this is the Holy Ghost of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for doing it, Father, for your glory in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And now your sister, that's a it's an addiction spirit. I don't know where it came from. I don't know if it missed you and fell on her, but it's something in the bloodline. In the generational line. It's something in that generational line. It fell on her. It missed you, but it fell on her. And she has a weakness. She has a weakness. And I see men. There's some men involved, too. So what I'm going to ask God to do is destroy the demon of lust that leads to the alcoholism. And then I'm going to ask God to uproot the seed of the generational curse of alcoholism, and that we break it by the blood of Jesus, and that she comes under the blood. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name,
hallelujah.
I'm going to take the chief demon, which is the lust demon. You said in your word, except you bind the strong man, you cannot enter his house and spoil his goods. So, Father, I bind the chief demon, which is the demon of lust. I bind the demon of lust in the name of Jesus. And I cast him out and command him to go in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And now I break the generational curse from off of her life that came through the bloodline to cause her to be susceptible to this alcoholism. Now I uproot the seed of it by the blood of Jesus Christ, and I uproot it in Jesus' name and command it to be loosed, be released, go in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. I replace it with the blood of Jesus. Father, let your blood replace the area where she's lonely, feeling afraid, feeling like she's not good enough. Father, replace it with the love of Jesus Christ. Replace it with the angels to bring ministering comfort to her. Replace it with the Holy Ghost that will minister unto her and bring love and compassion to her and healing to her and be restored. I command you in the name of Jesus, come out of your Lodebar place and come into the place that Jesus has for you, which is salvation, liberty, and blessings. Glory to God. Father, we break it from off of her this day, this day, this day, this day, this day, this day, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. And I heal her feet. I heal her feet that she would no more walk into the dark places. I heal her feet in Jesus' name that she would now walk into the places of light, into the places of Jesus Christ. I cancel the path that Satan had for her, and I establish her path that you have ordained for her before the world began in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. God is bringing forth mighty deliverance today.
Hallelujah.
Mighty, 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 mighty deliverance.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God.
Glory,
glory, glory.
Glory.
There's mighty deliverance in the house today. There's a mighty anointing for deliverance today. God know what he's doing. He set this thing up. He set this thing up. Oh, my God, from heaven. He set it up for the glory of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Anybody else?
Amen. You going to
praise Sister Leslie, praise.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Glory to God.
God bless you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Glory to God, glory to God. I'm grateful, I'm thankful for God for my deliverance, 3 days, delivered from strongholds. My prayer request is that God does the same for my husband so we could be on one accord in this. He wasn't raised in church. A lot of this is new to him. Just people been approaching him with false stuff that is not of God, and I just been telling him reject it. So I just want to pray on behalf of my husband that he's delivered and that we are on one accord in God and that he is the head of the household, giving the word. And then also, you know, God told me to let some people go. It was hard because I was close, but they're not going to be in the same direction. It would only hold me back. And it hurts, but I just want God to continue to give me the strength to move on and not look back from the people that he's moving me on from.
Okay. In this case, what's your name, sister?
Leslie Priest.
Okay, Leslie. This is a very interesting case that God is dealing with you about regarding your husband. In most cases, God can deliver anybody that he chooses because he has that power. Amen? In this case, God is dealing with you, believe it or not, with your walk in the home. Okay, I know it by the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you by the Holy Spirit. And I'm not saying this in a condemning way. I'm only saying this in an instructional way, so you will understand how God is going about to bring deliverance to your husband and your household. The soft answer turns away wrath. A meek and a quiet spirit. A meek and a quiet spirit. In other words, you're going to really have to seek God for wisdom in every encounter with your husband. Lord, is this the time to bring this to his attention? Lord, when do you want me to bring it to his attention? How do you want me to bring it to his attention? What scripture do you want me to share? So God is really doing a work in you at the same time, and I really see it. What I really see, the base of it or the foundation of it is humility. Because that's what's going to win the heart of this man to Christ.
Oh God. Okay.
It's going to be through your humility that he's won, and you will see. Oh my God.
Oh,
thank
you, Jesus.
If you're willing, my sister, if you're willing to simply step out of the way, just step back and step out of the way and let God do it. Believe me, as Abraham followed his instructions, as you will follow God's instructions, you will see such a beautiful, you will see a beautiful change. You will see a beautiful change that only the Holy Spirit can do. It's going to, it's really going to be, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I will follow instructions. I will follow instructions.
And I'm not telling you, I'm giving you instruction. I'm simply saying as you pray and as you seek God on how to minister to your husband, it could be as simple as something like making his favorite meal, you know, and giving him a scripture. Or, God does things in very – just going for a walk, you know, holding his hand. God is very simple, but he's wise. And so as you seek God on how to win this man to Christ, God is going to give you the instructions himself. And as you follow what God tells you to do, believe me, it will be effective. Amen?
Glory. Yes, amen.
Because at the same time, he's working with you.
Yes.
Amen?
Thank you, yes.
But remember, yes, a gentle, a meek, a kind, and a loving spirit will win anybody to Christ.
Ooh, I know it's from God. Ooh, I know this word is from God because I get so frustrated.
Yes, yes. That's because you're trying to do it. I know. I've been through it too. I haven't been through that, but I've been through that kind of situation. When you try to do it, you get frustrated. But when you step back and say, God, what do you want me to do? If God doesn't say anything, just, you know, go through your normal day. But when God speaks to you, just do what he says and you'll see the results.
Amen.
I've seen people's heart turn. I've seen people tell me, this is what I want you to do. And then I step back and say, God, you handle it. And after a period of time, the same person turned around and said, well, what do you want to do? My God, only God can change the heart. So I don't want you to be frustrated. Holy Spirit, step back, let God do it, and you will even sense a peace in your home as you step back. There will be a peace that will come in that home that he cannot resist, and the peace is the peace of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Hallelujah.
This is beautiful.
Hallelujah.
This is beautiful.
And the second God specifically told me to let some people go. And
yes,
it's so hard. And I took the first steps in the actions, but it's just like it's hard. And so I just want to pray for the strength to just let go of the wrong ties and just continue to move forward.
Okay, this is what I want you to change your confession from. It's hard to it's easy. Just simply every time it comes up, Jesus, this is easy.
Jesus, this is easy.
And I'll do it.
And I will do it.
It's that simple. It's that simple. Hallelujah. Jesus, this is easy, and I will do it. Yes. Jesus, this is, see, he's preparing you to follow instruction, like Abraham. If Abraham did not follow instructions, he would have been killed. So God is teaching you how to follow his instructions.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, to your will, Lord. Yes, Lord, to your will. Yes, Lord, to your will. I'll do it,
Lord.
I'll obey you.
I'll
obey
you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, my God. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
You, thank you, Lord.
God is teaching you how to not only hear his voice, but to do what he says.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
The quicker you do it, the stronger you will be.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
That's the only way I got to where I'm at. I had to learn how to do it quickly. Okay, God, I'll do it.
Okay.
Do it quick. And do it. Yeah. Oh, as soon as you do it quick, he removes. Because there's a heaviness when you don't obey God.
Yes, it is.
So do it quick, and you're free.
Oh,
I'm sorry I got to call you guys, but I got to let you go. Bye. Don't call me no more.
Yes.
If you got to text them, whatever you got to do, do it.
Yes.
No explanation. Just do what God said. Don't explain nothing. Just do it.
Yes.
You don't owe nobody no explanation except God. Ooh. Well, and your husband, you know. But when God tell you to do something, just do it. That's it. I got to cut you off. Why? No explanation. Bye.
Oh. Yes, Jesus.
Iko boshata.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So God bless
amen.
You, sister.
God bless you.
We're going to minute crack, and then we're coming back to, we have more on the line, Chad, Prophet Darlene Davis, Evangelist Rosalie Moody, and we're coming to y'all in a few minutes. I see
Sister Albertine is on also.
Yeah, she's at the end. She just came back on. Minister Democrat.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Can y'all hear me?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Amen, yes. Amen, amen. Amen. I'm coming on. I'm interceding, amen, today for a woman of God, amen, of God, in the prayer group. She, the man of God was talking about real estate. And I believe that the God was, he was pulling on something, because when I called in, I was interceding for, you know, she's been, amen, put into a shelter where she's living at right now. And a couple of other saints, amen, that got are losing their former estate as well. And so I'm just interceding for them today. And then when the man of God was speaking about, amen, real estate, I'm almost sure that God was pulling into that. Amen. God was already giving the prophet, amen, a word about that, amen, about the real estate of these saints of God who are finding themselves losing their homes. And they're finding themselves living in shelters and stuff. So my prayer request as an intercessor, amen of God, you know, I don't want to call their name out, you know, because I haven't been given permission.
That's right.
But, you know, but the prophet already, you know, probably, you know, because God revealed it to him in the message. When he's talking about real estate, I believe that God was pulling on that inside of me, because I came on praying for them. And that's my request, a man of God, that the Lord would give you a word, amen of God, that and to speak over their life. Amen, that, you know, God will take them out of that shelter, amen, and move them in to where, amen, he has for them to be. That's my prayer request. It's a couple of people, amen. I didn't want to put their names out, but God know, and the hell in our heads is number God know.
Yes. Well, it's just like the word of God, Minister Democrat. It's just like the word of God. First,
yes,
they departed out of a dry place as the Lord instructed them. Mm-hmm. That's step one. Step two, they went and they sought the Lord. Mm-hmm. Step two, they sought the Lord. They can go to a prayer meeting. They can lay on their face. Glory to God. If there's a church nearby, they can go to their prayer meeting on Friday night or whenever it is, and just have an opportunity to just seek God. And as they seek God, God himself will give them an instruction regarding direction.
Hallelujah.
Because that's
Hallelujah.
What happened
Hallelujah.
To Abraham. He sought
yes,
God,
sir.
And God said, now you've got to go south.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And when they went south, they went into Egypt. And as they went there, God then gave them an instruction. This is what you got to say.
Uh-huh.
And the instructions are going to come in prayer, Minister Democrat.
Yes, sir.
The instructions are going to come in prayer. Tell them simply, this is what thus saith the Lord.
Uh-huh.
As they seek his face,
my Lord.
Will reveal to them exactly where he wants them to go.
Yes, sir. Yes,
it's that simple.
Hallelujah.
That's what I've been doing. I've been saying, God, where do you want me to go? And as God reveals it, he not only reveals it, but he'll confirm it. And when he confirms it, there is an abundance of blessing that is waiting for you in that location that God sends you to.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's how he works. That's how it works.
Hallelujah.
That's how it works. So as they pray, as they pray, brother. And you can pray with them. You can go down and you can go for a walk with them. Buy them an ice cream cone and just go to a park. Glory to God. Go to a park and sit on the bench and eat the ice cream cone and enter into quiet prayer. And as they enter into quiet prayer, God will drop something in their spirit. Oh, I believe God want me to go to Costa Mesa or wherever. You know what I'm saying?
My God.
God is faithful. That's what we're talking about. The faithfulness
Hallelujah.
Of God.
Hallelujah.
He's
Hallelujah.
Faithful. If they call,
Jesus.
He will answer.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
And they'll probably
Hallelujah.
Say, well, I've been praying. Well, pray again.
Uh-huh.
It's just like the prophet's servant, Gehazi. He said, it's going to rain. He said, but I don't see no clouds. He said, go up the hill and look to see if you see a cloud. He ran up there. He didn't see nothing. He came back. I don't see no cloud. He said, go again 7 times.
Uh-huh.
On the 7th time when he went at the word of the prophet, when he went on the 7th time, he saw a cloud the size of a man's hand.
Hallelujah. That's right.
And then
that's right.
The prophet said,
that's right.
There will be an abundance. He said, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain.
Uh-huh.
They may have prayed 20 times before, but tell them to pray
right.
again.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Tell
Hallelujah.
Them to go pray
Hallelujah.
Again now. At
Hallelujah.
The word of the servant of the Lord, tell them, thus saith the Lord, go pray again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ikobo Shata.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I receive that.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Hey, brother,
right.
I love you, man. I love you. Give us a call. Let us know how things are going with them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Oh,
we got a few more calls.
Okay.
And we're
amen.
Get on off of here. Hallelujah.
The prophet is Darlene Davis.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. I give Woo. Honor to the Most High God. I truly thank God this afternoon. Hallelujah. My soul
yes,
is rejoicing all day long. I have been rejoicing. And I'm just grateful on today. Hallelujah. Grateful
thank
on today.
You.
I give honor to Evangelist Adrian Bernard. I give honor to Sister Ruby. I give honor to Prophet Michael Davis. I give honor to each
Hallelujah.
And every one in the respectable places. I thank God on this afternoon. I said I wasn't going to say much, but hallelujah. Sometimes you got to say a little, and sometimes you got to just say amen, and then sometimes you got to comment. And so I have to comment. I thank God for the anointing on this line always. Thank God for this line. When you don't hear me on, know that I'm still praying for you and love you.
Yes,
and God is
yes,
doing great
yes.
things in my life. And I thank God.
All
I owe
right.
it all to God. But so I'm grateful. But I also owe it all to the woman of God, because when I came on this line, I was broken, going through. And I thank God. God is doing a new
Jesus,
thing, great
Jesus,
thing. And he's just doing
thing,
things
right.
even no more. So I'm grateful.
God,
I'm grateful.
Lord.
We're talking about grateful. And I have to share it and thank and give thanks where it's due. Hallelujah. But Prophet Davis, I tell you, you always bring forth a powerful word. Sometimes I don't get to
yes,
say nothing
yes.
afterwards, because I just sometimes I have to just hang up and just go in the presence of the Lord, just go into the dwelling place. Hallelujah.
All
but
right.
I thank God. God has allowed me to speak on today, and it was a double blessing because we had two prophets on. I thank God. Always a pleasure when I hear Prophet Ted, and so it was a double blessing, double song, double
yes,
anointing,
Lord.
Double power. So I tell you,
thank
my
you,
soul
Jesus.
Is filled up and overwhelmed on this afternoon. Thank God for
thank
each and every
God.
One of you. Thank God for your prayers, your support, your
thank
love.
You.
I love y'all, and I just want to say hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
I'm grateful, hallelujah. And thank God for the word. Prophet Davis, keep letting God use you. And it's really important that we follow instructions and be in much prayer. We also may need to talk our prayer another kind of way. Might need to ask God what a way we need to change our prayer around. But God hears us, and he's going to answer.
Mm.
And it's important for us to be obedient. So I thank God for the words you gave on today from beginning to the end. Thank God for your anointing and the songs. Thank God for each and every speaker that always come on. And I'm grateful and I'm encouraged by each speaker. And it's just an honor to be in the privilege of y'all, the privilege and the honor to be in your presence on this afternoon and always. God bless. Love you all.
Amen. 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 We want you all to support Prophet Darlene, Prophetess Darlene, too. She's on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays and Sundays. Amen. So we want you all to support her line. She's on at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 5 o'clock Pacific Time and 7 o'clock Central Time. Amen. Can you give them that number, Prophet Darlene? And then we have two more people, and I think that's it. Amen. God bless you. Support her. She's been very faithful and supportive of this ministry and this broadcast, so we certainly want to support her.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. That number is 712-432-1500. Once again, 712-432-1500. The code is 211-498-POUND, 211-498-POUND. Also, you can visit me on Facebook, Prophetess Darlene Davis. God bless you. Thank you for your time.
Amen, amen. And you can see those announcements on our Facebook page. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Sister Ruby, who we have, Evangelist Rosalie, God bless.
Yeah, praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise
the Lord.
Can you
hear me? Okay.
Yes, we can hear you all the way out of Los Angeles. God bless you.
Yes. Yes, Los Angeles, California, that is.
All right.
Yeah, I came in a little late on it, but I wanted to catch some of it, and I enjoyed the portion that I did hear, and I did catch a few words, and no man can declare. Pardon me?
Where did you come in at?
I came, that's what I'm telling you, the part where I came in at.
At the
end. Well, I came in on the part when he was saying, no man can declare the future except God reveal it to him.
Woo!
Okay. Yeah, when he was saying that. So I came in on that part. And then I was listening in, and I'm listening as he's saying, God protects the righteous. And
that's
yes,
it.
He does.
That's right.
And also, he said, when you follow God's instructions,
there is
a blessing.
Woo!
And that caught my attention because that is the truth.
That's right. You
follow God's instructions,
you
know he's already made the way for you to follow his instructions. All we have to do is do what God wants us to do. So I'm not going to say too much, but I got that out of it, and I thank you, Evangelist Adrian Menard, for this broadcast that you have. It's wonderful, and I've been able to tune in a little bit more these days, and I'm really enjoying what I'm hearing. And God bless you all in Jesus' name.
That's a, excuse me, Evangelist. What are you, Evangelist?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. Yes, I am.
There's a prophetic anointing that's also in your life. It's a gift like a seer. God shows you things, and you can see things in the spirit. And as you see things in the spirit, sometimes you're hesitant to call it for what it is. But God wants
That's
you
true.
To be free in that area.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to be free because as you exercise that gift, he's going to give you more. He's going to give you more because your gift and your calling makes room for you and sets you before great men.
That's true, too.
Wow.
He hit it on the nose. More than he knows.
Glory to God. See, you could meet someone and God could show you something. I'll give you an example. I was on a plane. And I was sitting next to a gentleman, and God spoke to me and said, tell this gentleman that I have surrounded him with billionaires, and he is also going to become a billionaire. And I was like, God, I don't know this man, you know. God said, tell him. And so I got his attention, and he had all these things on his head and, you know, all the iPad and iPhone and, you know, laptop. And so he unplugged everything, and he said, "Yes, what can I do for you?" And I said, "God has spoken to me about you." And it got his attention. And I said, "God told me to tell you that he has surrounded you with billionaires, and you yourself also will become a billionaire." And the guy looked at me, his mouth dropped, and he said, "You're absolutely right. I have met men who are at that level, and I can see myself going into that level." But then he said something else that I didn't expect him to say. He said, "But you have more than I do." He said, "Because you have submitted yourself to God, and I haven't." My God from heaven. So the reason I share this with you is this: God may use your gift to tell someone or give someone a message, and that message could turn around and be a blessing to you.
Amen.
Glory to God.
I receive that.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Andabushata. There are some blessings that are coming your way, too.
Oh, you're sending chills. The second person told me that. I already been blessed already. So it's getting scary, but good. Go ahead.
There's more coming your way. There's something that you really desire of the Lord. And God's going to grant you the desires of your heart.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. He's going to give it to you.
I receive that.
My God. Bless you, woman of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory.
I feel an anointing on that. I feel an anointing on that word.
Hallelujah.
I feel a peaceful anointing on that word. Almost like an assurance. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah.
He's going to give you that desire of your heart.
Glory.
And I believe that and receive.
It's gonna happen.
Amen.
It's gonna happen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. It's gonna be beautiful. You'll be able to just rest and relax the rest of your days, and it'll be as days of heaven on earth.
I receive that. I know this is God. He knows what all I've been through, so I know this is God.
Yes. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. You will be amazed at what God has prepared for you. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. You'll be waking up smiling. You'll be waking up looking at your surroundings and literally be in awe that you are actually living where you're living.
Jesus.
I know this is God, because you didn't know my desire. Only God knew, and I kept that confidential.
Yes. You're going to be amazed. You're going to be amazed at where he's going to have you living. You're going to be amazed.
You're going to be amazed. Glory to God. We have one more guest to tell the team. Hallelujah. Then we're going to Sister Ruby for a final remarks, and we're going to let Prophet Davis close us on. Now remember, tomorrow Minister Liberal Democrat will be ministering for us, and on Friday, Evangelist Pamela Castlemore, all the way out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. So you definitely want to tune in tomorrow and Friday. Help us close this week out with a bang. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Albertine, God bless you. Sister Albertine, if not, we're
praise
going
the
on
Lord.
Back to...
Praise the Lord, oh, praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard, Prophet Michael Davis, man. How amazing. How amazing. Sister Ruby, all the callers, God bless you. And may Thank God you. Continue to move and bless you in your lives and all your endeavors. That, once again, that was pretty amazing. I was reading a scripture this morning, and I believe it's 1 Colossians 3:9, where Christ talks about us being the fullness in Christ, and how we are one with him and being in the fullness of the deity, and the deity meaning God. Christ was here as the deity, and he was the deity, which is God, and we're with, and if we're with God and in Christ, we become with one with God. And I just thought that scripture was so powerful. And then it made me come back to when you were saying God's faithfulness. He is so awesome and so faithful. And even in the last minute where we think God is not going to show up, where it's not going to work out, see, that's our man thinking. That's our outward thinking. That's our fleshly thinking. And we have to learn to step out of the box, step out of us, get into that word of God, and know God is faithful in every situation. And if things don't happen the way we think we should, know that God does have plan. He has a plan for us. And we have to trust and believe. And sometimes he removes us from places, removes things, take us to different levels, only to strengthen us, to guide us, but also to remove things for a reason. And later on we thank God and fall to the floor and be like, Lord, I'm so glad you took me out of that situation. But at the time, we're just not seeing it. But I thank him
thank
for
you,
his
Lord.
Word. I thank him for that word. And more you get into God's word, it becomes living through you. It becomes a living. His word becomes living. And it lives out
through
you. And if you stay diligent, seek his word, allow it to become alive and living through you, he will open doors and open your mind to see things
open
in a different
doors,
way.
Honey.
And we open doors and to see it more on a spiritual aspect before we see it in the carnal. And then we begin to understand, okay, this is God's plan. This is where God wants me to go. This is where God, what God wants me to do. And trusting and believing and having faith in that plan, you can't go wrong. We're going to have our trials and tribulations. You're going to have your ups and downs. You're going to have your setup, setback, whatever it is. But know that God is faithful. He is faithful. I so trust him. I so believe him.
Glory.
I so love him. I am so there, and I just love him. I'm like, okay, Lord, okay. I and that message was just, I'm still listening to the last message. I'm still on your last message of faithfulness.
My God.
You have to do 2, 3, and 4 parts, Michael Davis, of faithfulness.
Glory.
It's not one part. You got to come in a 4-part series. It's just amazing. You got to do
good.
A 4-part series. Maybe 2 or 3 days, a 4-part, 2, 3, 4-part series. Yeah. It's just amazing. You can talk about God's faithfulness all day.
Yes.
We all can.
It doesn't end. The faithfulness of God, it doesn't end.
Yes.
There's no ending of his faithfulness. So we just
got
to
understand. I thank God for Bernard hearing from God for this topic.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And being obedient and listening.
Yes, obedience.
We hear from God every day, but it's our obedience listening
obedience.
And trusting and believing and doing what he tells us to do.
Glory to
all
God.
Right.
Okay.
That's what makes, that seals the deal. That seals the deal. So I thank you once again for another powerful word and your obedience as well, Prophet Michael Davis, and that deliverance and your faith. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank Evangelist Bernard for her faithfulness on this line every day, like clockwork. Sister Ruby's faithfulness of just supporting her in the ministry every day.
Yes,
that's
hallelujah.
That's God faithful. Using them and showing his faithfulness to people who consistently and who
thank
care
you.
About you. That's faithfulness from God as well. That's
thank
faithfulness.
You. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Giving her the opportunity to come online every day. That's God working through her, and that's faithfulness.
Thank
to
you,
so
Jesus.
Many souls, so many people you have healed, and hearts and lives you've changed and touched, and that's God.
Mm. Ah, glory to God. We thank you. We thank you. We
Hallelujah.
Thank you. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. God has been
keep up the great work of God's
praise.
Faithfulness.
Praise
that's,
the Lord.
That's his faithfulness right there. And we
praise.
Thank you. We love you. And God bless you. And we're praying for you.
Amen.
Amen.
That's beautiful. Beautiful words. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. We're going to go to Sister Ruby for her final remarks. Amen. Amen. We're looking at the stats right now. 73,266 listeners. And this is 2 years and 7 months. And as I look back, as Sister Albertine was talking, as I look back, I said, Lord, my God, nobody
yeah.
could have done this but God.
Oh,
and I mean, we are on, as she says, like clockwork. We don't take off. I tell you, even on the 4th of July, we were on this line with Prophetess Cheryl Harrison. And this flesh wanted to take off. But that morning when I awoke, God said, go forward. Ah, those that's going to picnic, let them picnic. But he said, I want you on that line. Ah, glory to God. And Prophetess Harrison came on the line. We had over 20-some-odd listeners on the line for 4th of July. Why? Not because of me, but because of my obedience. Ah, glory to God. Prophetess already said today, when you obey God, ah, glory, when you follow his instructions, when you are God, that was his subject matter, God's faithfulness to God and provide. I heard it. Hallelujah. So you can't go wrong with God. Ah, glory to God. So we thank God. It's only God that gives us the will. He worked both the will and the do in our lives. I mean, over 2.5 years, we are on here Monday through Friday. We added the early Sunday morning prayer about a year and a couple of months ago, and then Saturday, Minister Billy out of North Carolina, she'll be, I think about November, this will be our second year on They Overcame on Saturday mornings. Amen. Sometimes she don't have but 2 or 3 people on the line, but God looks at your faithfulness because he's going to be faithful. Ah, he just want us, he want to see how we going to respond. What we're going to do when he honors what he says, we have to honor also what he's requiring of us. Hallelujah. So as you said that, Albertine, I just had to go. I had to go back. We don't get paid to do this job. Amen. But we know that our blessings come from the Lord. Amen. So we just bless the Lord. We want you all to sow now. We need the supporters, those of you that have been faithful and listen. And this radio ministry and this ministry has been a blessing in your life. I mean, from the speakers to the listeners, we're asking you all to sow a seed. Amen. We know that God is going to provide, but he still said to ask. He said, we have not because we ask not. So we're asking all of you all to sow a seed. I want people to sow a special seed for this upcoming crusade because I'm looking for God to bless. I get rewarded by what God blesses us with. Amen. And he's the one that touches the hearts of men. So go on our website to www.newdestinyministries.com, and there's a link on there, and it says donate. I don't care whatever amount. Let the Lord touch. Sometimes people donate and they'll just text me. Say, Evangelist Bernard, I sowed a seed. Hallelujah. How? Why? Because this ministry is blessing their lives. Amen. And we're here to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. We don't come on the line begging. We don't come on the line sowing no other seeds. We come to have the men and women of God that God have unctioned to go forth to a word in your life. And you can go back into the archives. We have probably over 800 messages in the archive that you can hear at any time, 24/7. It's not, and I have nothing against the free recorders, but God has blessed us where we're able to do a paid subscription, where we're able to allow you all to go back and listen to these messages when you're discouraged. When you're down and you don't have anybody to call, dial in and go into the archives and choose any one of these messages that you want. There's a topic for every message that come forth on this broadcast. So I tell you, I give God all the praise today for his faithfulness, Prophet Davis. And as I said earlier, when we came on, God touched me and told me to call Prophet Davis. And he's been on this line ever since. He had a little hiatus for a moment, but he's been on this line, just like many of you all that come and preach and teach on this line. This is a platform. We are reaching souls. We're just not here filling out thumbs. We're not just here speaking a word to the air. These messages are for souls. These messages are to encourage somebody, empower somebody. These words of life can transform your life. Not only yours, your family, your community, your neighbors, your coworkers. These messages are real because God is real. Amen. So I'm going to be petitioning. I don't care who don't like it. God told me to ask. God told me to ask all of you all to sow. Amen. It's time to sow. If you don't sow anything, how you think you're going to get a harvest? You can only receive a harvest after you have sown. Amen. And this word of God is being sown into people's lives every day. 73,266 listeners. That let me know that God is impacting. He's impacting. I don't care what it seems like. Amen. God is sending a word to someone. Amen. And we all have testimonies on how we came on this line. Even Minister Democrat was coming on, just surfing. He was coming in the chat room. Amen. And then he heard a word one day. He said, well, I ain't coming in the chat room no more. I'm coming online. Sister Albertine, Sister Cammie was referred to this line. Sister Madeline, you know, saw us on Facebook and tuned in. Sister Rosalie, I've been knowing her for almost 30 years, got saved on her. Sister Donna Shaw, she's been with us with this broadcast from the inception. Sister T, from the inception. Prophet Michael Lewis, from the inception. Mother Charity just got tuned in like maybe the last of last year, and she's 82 years old. Mother Charity called in faithfully to hear the word. Oh, Jesus. Glory. She can be teaching us something. So we thank God for you all. Please don't ever think we don't thank God for you. Pastor Beatrice, Prophetess Cheryl Harrison, one of my spiritual, from the inception, glory to God. And we don't come on here with no gossip. We come on here to teach and preach the word of God, Prophet Davis. We ain't on here gossiping. We ain't on here backbiting. We ain't on here tearing nobody down. But we telling you how to live holy. We telling you what thus say the Lord. Now it's up to you to implement it. It's up to you to make it applicable to your life. Oh, glory to God. I had to throw that in there. Sister Albertine, you stirred me up right there. I was going to shut on up. But when you begin to talk, I had to go and see what the stat sheet say. 73,000, over 73,000 listeners. Sister Ruby is faithful. Why? Because God has been faithful to her. She's on, sometimes she signed on this thing 30 minutes. She don't accept no calls from nobody on her home line. She told her sister, look, don't call me between 1 and 3 because I'm on the broadcast. That's when you're sincere. That's when you're serious about what God is doing in your life. See, don't say, well, some of us won't be before the big folks. Well, guess what? God said if you're faithful over little, he said, I'll take the little and I'll make much. Ah, God. Somebody might think this ain't about nothing. But we are here saving lives, saving people from going to hell, saving people from losing their mind. This word will keep you, keep your mind. It'll keep you in perfect peace. That's what the Bible said. He that keep their mind stayed on Jesus, he will keep you in perfect peace. Hallelujah. And I don't let nobody stop me. They can come in and say and do whatever they want. At this hour, this is my assignment. And God have not released me from it. So until God released me, and glory, what may not look like nothing to you, hallelujah, God is doing, God is recording every day. Hallelujah. He deposits in our account every day. So today, he heard Prophet Michael Davis give us this word. And do you know he's pleased? He's pleased because he didn't add to and he didn't take away. He just gave you the word of God. Ah, glory to God. Then he prayed for the people. Woo, Jesus. You all better be thankful you got somebody that can lift up a prayer on your behalf. Ah, you don't know about Shia. Somebody out there in the world don't have nobody they can call that they know will get a prayer through. But I know these people on this line. Yeah, you don't know about Shia. I know their spirits. He said, know them. Ah, you don't know about Shia. And we can get a prayer through. Why? Because the saints of God, the people, God's people come back and tell us what he has done for us. Amen. So don't be discouraged. Recall God's faithfulness. Sister Ruby, and then I'm going to give it back to Prophet Davis. Ah, word of God. Sister Albertine, you did me like this. But it's all right. I'm recalling God's faithfulness. Glory, glory, glory.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Sister Ruby, you can have a remark and give it back to Prophet Davis. God, I bless you today, Jesus.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. That was
Hallelujah.
Davis, every time you come on, you ask you say, I'm bringing what the Lord gave me, but it's over. When I'm finished that, everybody need prayer. It is their prayer. You have always prayed, and that's just a blessing. And I was I say, Lord, I just thank you for the obedience and the anointing that he has placed in your life for his precious people, and you love his people and the word. And you can tell you have eaten the whole road because it's up in your heart, the whole situation.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
But I was thinking, Prophet Michael, how last time you was on, I think you done one part last week of Recall God's Faithfulness.
Yeah,
and
Goliath.
I said the 8th, Tuesday, July the 8th, and I asked you to pray for me. Normally I just say a few words and get off, but you prayed, and you told me to write down what I wanted. You know,
yes.
Whatever I wanted, I had favor, and the Lord was going to cash the check.
Hallelujah.
I say, Lord, I thank you. But, you know, as I was meditating on that, as you had told me, and I said, I received it, and I said, Lord, you know, I don't know what I'm going to write down about you, because you know what? I don't need money. Mm-hmm. I don't need money.
Go ahead, Sister Ruby. Everybody don't hear that testimony. Go ahead.
No, I'm just, I was, you make me laugh, Evangelist, but I was just saying.
Yeah, you say, I don't need money, so everybody ain't got that testimony.
Well,
I need some.
Well,
it
could be for others, you know.
No,
but
I have done others. I was going to finish my thought about, as I wrote, you said to write it down, and the first thing came to me was, oh, and you say write it down, and God is gonna cash this check, not man, but God. So I started thinking, and I said, Well, my priority is not money. Uh-huh. My priority is not houses and land.
Yes.
And I had a testimony about that, too. I said, the Lord rain on the just as well as the unjust.
Uh-huh.
He rained on me when I was unjust. So I got a long string of testimony about that, how it was taken away, but then the Lord put it back. And yet I wasn't saved at that time, but he mm-hmm. knew he was calling me into the kingdom. But anyway, I wrote, to know that the whole, you know, the Holy Spirit is working all the time. Holy Ghost, you know, I'm the Holy Ghost, working all the time. And I ask, show me what I have to do to continue for to have the anointing to flow more. Number three, take every fear upon that I have about bringing a message to your people. And number four was open my heart that your holy word will live in my heart. And five, help me to pray to you more. Number six, help me to love myself more and love your people. And number seven, teach me how to go in and out amongst your people. And I thought about Solomon. I thought about that and how the Lord gave him riches, and it was Tuesday. And you said to write it down. And I said, Lord, that's all I want you to cash.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
All I want him to cash. And
Amen.
I say, Lord,
Amen.
I thank you. It's not so about what I money or what, but I have enough. I said, the Lord done blessed me. I done lost three houses, a business, done divorced twice, and come out to California and lost a house and all my assets and couldn't even get my tags. But guess what? The Lord brought it on, and I wasn't even saved. That's what I was mm-hmm. saying. He rained on the just as well as unjust. He had put me under there to
yes,
call me
does.
Into the
Hallelujah.
Not of a kingdom at that time, but he still covered me, and he protected me and my daughter, and he took me, and he saved me, sent me. So now I wasn't saved. He sent me to a wig shop. Now, I wasn't buying no wig. I was looking for Jesus. So I just say, Lord, I thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I said, I give. I say, I love God, people. Anytime it's a need and the Lord put it in my spirit, I'm there to give it. And I say, Lord, I know once I give it, I can have fire and go to the mailbox and mail come in there that I didn't even think about or know about or want about, because it's all about God's kingdom work and God's precious real people. So I'm so excited. Prophet Michael, that you said, I asked for prayer, and you told me to write down what my request was, and Jesus was going to cash it. So I thank the Lord, and the day you came through with the same identical, not the same subject, but it's the same thing to get yourself right. If you're not clean before him, it's not going to work. So God
bless. Get clean.
Now, Prophet Michael, you have restored my spirit. I say, Lord, I don't need no money. I don't want no more money.
Well, Now, Dr. Ruby, I got somewhat to say.
Okay, whatever. Okay, I'm finished.
Okay, but Dr. Ruby, let me encourage you on this wise. Now that's good that God have met all of your needs and you have need of nothing. That's good. But if God say, Hikoboshata, if God say write it, then write it. Why? Because peradventure, God would increase your sphere of influence concerning giving.
Mm-hmm.
See, when God meet our needs, then he has taken care of everything that we have need of, and then we have need of nothing. Now what God does, he promotes us to a level of what's called a distribution center. So now what God will do is that now we begin to pray, Lord, let me meet the person that got a 30-day eviction notice. And
that's
you
right.
at the grocery store, you at the grocery store, and you may overhear somebody say, girl, I got to move. I don't know where I'm going to go. I just got a 30-day notice. You might be in the vegetable section. And God, you know, he done took care of you. So now God put you in a position to help that person. And then what is one of the greatest witnesses? Not that you tell somebody be blessed and be well fed, no, but to feed them.
All right.
And then they'll give you their ear because you've been able to meet a need that they have in their life. See, like the person, like the Good Samaritan, that person had need of housing so that he could get healed. He was on the street. The Levites passed him by. I ain't helping him. And then the priest passed him by. I'm not helping him.
Mama.
But then the Good Samaritan came by and said, come on, I'll put you on the back of my donkey. I'm going to take you to the hotel, glory to God, the five-star hotel, the Ritz-Carlton or the Holiday Inn, and I'm going to put you up there for as long as you need until you get healed. And then he paid the bill and told the man at the front desk, call me if he need to stay any longer. That's the level. Everybody don't get to that level, Sister Ruby. Everybody doesn't get to that level.
Right.
But there are certain people that God trusts with that kind of responsibility in the kingdom. They become distribution centers for the kingdom. In other words, he might say, look, I want you to sow $1,000 into Creflo Dollars Ministry. I want you to sow $5,000 into Rod Parsley. I want you to, you know, whatever it is. We don't know, but that's another level. That's another level. God has always taken us from faith to faith and from glory to glory. See, God might bless you so much where you tell Evangelist Bernard, look, I'll sponsor the whole conference. God just blessed me so much. I just sponsor the whole thing. I just take care of the whole bill. How much you need? How much you need? See, that's what they do in the world. That, you know, they do in the world like that. They go, I got it. I got it. Put it on my tab. See? So these are the things that God now begins to open our eyes so that we can begin to look at his kingdom from a different perspective. The perspective. It's the perspective of, Lord, show me who you want me to bless now.
Lord Jesus.
You driving down the street. You driving down the street. And somebody got a
just
need.
The room to do that.
Glory to God. But see, they're levels. We might start out giving 100, 200, 300. Then we paying people's mortgage for they couldn't pay their mortgage this month. See, it's different. See, it's God is big. See, Evangelist Bernard wouldn't have to even ask. You know what? Because he got people in place to got it already.
Right.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that there are not other things that you need spiritually or concerning the kingdom, wisdom, revelation, understanding, being clean before the Lord and those things. But when God starts dealing with a person in a certain area, it's for a reason because he can trust you. Hallelujah. Lord, make us all, the three that are remaining on this line, make us men and women of God that you can trust with your wealth. Why? Because there's so many needs in the kingdom of God. There are needs in Haiti. Glory to God. There are needs in Dominican Republic. There are needs in other states, in other countries, in Africa, South Africa. Lord, there are needs all over. And Lord, if you want to open the door for us to be distribution centers, to say, I need you to send $100,000 to this ministry, then we do it, Lord.
Glory to God.
We follow your instructions because you have blessed us abundantly. And it's not the money, but it's the ability to cause the kingdom of God to reach whoever it needs to reach.
That's it.
Father, I thank you for the souls that will come in.
Thank you, God.
To the kingdom as a result of you trusting us with wealth and you being able to, glory to God, reach people in Taiwan and in Tibet and in remote areas with satellites and laptops and computers where they don't even have TVs or cable.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
They have a phone and the internet. They can listen in on the line.
Glory.
Father, we might be able to send cell phones to that area where they can listen in on their cell phone to Block Talk Radio. There are many things that we can do. We will not limit you.
Thank you, God.
We will not limit you because you can do anything. If you want to give us $1 billion, then we're going to use it for the kingdom.
Yes,
we're going to fly to different states and different churches and go to the pastor and say, Pastor, God told me to write you a check for $1 million to bless your ministry.
Hallelujah.
I understand that you're building a new church. God told me to give you $1 million towards building that new church. You need to buy the land to build the building. And you said the land costs $20 million. God told me to give you $2 million on it.
Because
you need the land to build the bigger church.
Oh, yes.
Ikovoshata.
Hallelujah.
Ikovoshata. There's nothing wrong with thinking big.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Nothing wrong with thinking big. My God from heaven.
Glory
my
to
God.
God
from heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
My.
Distribution center.
Distribution center. That's another level,
glory
see?
Glory to God. Thank you,
see?
Lord Jesus. Help us.
Then you're talking about God, talking to God about big things. He'll say, go. He said, look, you don't even need to fly there. With the internet, all you got to do is, I need you to go online and look up Tabernacle of David in Memphis, Tennessee. I need
That's
you to
right.
send them a check for $25,000. They got a need.
God can do
and
it.
All you got to do is obey God. That's what we was talking about in the message. Following instructions.
Following the instructions. Glory.
My God from glory.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See, it comes to a point where it begins to be about nothing but the kingdom of God. That's when God has taken care of us, and then we can help take care of others.
I say we have 8 callers still left on the line. Not 3.
Oh, my God. Come
Amen.
On. Let's go. Let's get back to work. Back to work. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, we bless the Lord. We've had a glorious time, I tell you. God is, the Holy Ghost has been speaking this week.
Yeah.
He spoke last week, and he's continuing to speak. Who's going to obey? Who's going to follow those instructions? Glory to God.
That's the key. That's the key.
Ah, Jesus.
Now, can we get to those
you,
people or
you.
No? We can't get to them.
Oh, no. I say that we have 8 left on the line. We've gotten to everybody.
Okay.
You say for those 3 that's remaining on the line here in the end of this message, these instructions, they're still here, so they've stayed with us.
Well, believe God to take you. Let me say this in conclusion. Sister Ruby and I, as you heard the conversation, and we were talking about some things, and God has met her needs. And maybe God has met your needs financially. And maybe you are blessed in the area where you have no need of nothing. But then what God does, he promotes us to another level. And that level is being able now to see from God's perspective and then beginning to pray about the kingdom and the needs concerning the kingdom of God. Father, where's the need? Where's the need? Where is the need? Let me meet the person that has an immediate need. You might be at the gas station, somebody that ran out of gas.
Hallelujah.
And I remember I saw a couple. I saw a couple at Walmart, and they were not saved, and they were from out of the country, and they were asking for food, and I went in to buy them something, but then I guess they left, or I didn't see them. But I said, God from heaven, look at the wealthiest nation in the world, and people are begging for food.
And
there were many people there, and no one even stopped to help them. They were so selfish with their own agenda, not even stopping to say, look, walk into the store with me. I'll take care of it. People have gotten so selfish.
That's true.
And it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
But God is looking for somebody. God is looking for somebody who can say, Lord, I'll do your will. Whatever your will is, I do it. I'll do your will, not my will, but thy will be done. Glory.
Hallelujah.
I'll do your will. I'll do your will. Lord, you bless me with $1 billion. My prayer's going to change. See? I mean, can you imagine? I'm just going to ask those of you who have faith, imagine for a minute if God gave you $1 billion. Yes, get you a nice house, get you a nice car, get your furniture, get your clothes, get your teeth done and everything like that. You know, fine. But after you have done those things, I guarantee you your prayers are going to change.
Yes.
You are
yes,
going to start waking up in the morning and saying, God, show me the person or the people or the ministry that needs help. Show me, and I'll do it.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Show me if I got to get on a plane and go there myself. I'll do it.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
My God from glory.
Hallelujah.
Then you'll become what's called a philanthropist. You see, you'll become a philanthropist. A philanthropist is a person that begins to look out for the good of other people.
Yes.
And that's what God wants us ultimately to become, because that's what Jesus was in the natural. He was a philanthropist. He met the needs of the people. My God. See, they don't talk about this enough in black churches. They don't talk about this kind of stuff in black churches, being billionaires. But God got it. I guarantee you your prayers change if God makes you a billionaire. Because you can't spend it all no way.
You're
going to start buying folks houses. You're gonna be in a church and somebody gonna say they just got like for example, when liberal Democrat came on the phone and said he knows some people that have lost their home and they living in a shelter right now.
Living in a shelter.
If I had $1 billion, I said, brother, I'm on a plane tomorrow morning. Take me to those people.
Yes, sir. You're almost shut.
And immediately I buy them a condominium, depending on how many it is. Immediately, let's go and buy you a condominium. Show me where you want to live.
Yes, God.
I'm on a plane tomorrow morning, and this will be the last night that they spend in the shelter. This will be the last night.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God in the name of Jesus. I'm gonna put you in a. I'm gonna put you in a hotel. The Westin Hotel, until the real estate deal closes. I'm going to buy you some new clothes. And if your car needs repairing, I'll put it in the shop and get it fixed. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I'm on a plane tomorrow morning down to L.A. to go help them two people that he said is in a shelter right now.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. God, grand.
I'm telling you what I'll do in Jesus' name. My God.
Before we dismiss, just begin to just open up your mouth and praise God. Bless him.
My God from glory.
I believe somebody's on this line going to be that billionaire.
I believe it too.
These remaining people on the line.
I believe it.
God's going to touch their hearts to be one of them.
That's right. I agree with you in Jesus' name.
All you
got
to do is believe it.
My God from heaven.
Just believe it.
Oh,
Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Oh, I worship you.
Blessed be you.
We worship
you. I don't care what area you live in. I don't care what your background. If you serve God, He can turn it around for you. You can be that person.
Hallelujah. You can be that person.
He's only going to trust those that he knows is going to do the right thing. If you're not faithful to God, he won't do it. Because we won't be faithful with the little.
Hallelujah.
Woo! You just spoke a word here today. That's prophetic right there. That was prophetic right there. Come on, Jesus. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it.
Your heart to be fixed where you, if he should do such a thing, that you would make the decision to do whatever he says to do with the blessing. There are so many girls that are on the streets that need housing. Housing needs to be built for young ladies that just get out of these when they're adopted and then they turn 18, they release them. They turn them on the streets.
Jesus.
Housing needs to be built. There's so many needs. Many great needs. They're going into prostitution. They're going into the slave market because that's the only way they know how to make money. But God, open the door!
Michael, the spirit took me to
day of Pentecost came. They were all on one accord. And it went from house to house breaking bread. But what else they did was so profound. They sold their possessions. And they came and laid it at the apostles' feet.
Thank you, Jesus.
And everybody, there was nobody lacking. Nobody was in need. Everybody was taken care of. Those people had great faith. They believed in the apostle doctrine. They believed in the word that the men of God spoke. And they came and laid it. The Bible saying none of them was in need of anything. They all had. Everybody, every man's needs was met. If we would just get out of ourselves and think about somebody, think about somebody else. That was profound. That was prophetic when he spoke.
That's Jesus.
Because we all, everybody on this line, we have some needs. We have some petitions that's before God right now. Hallelujah. But is your need greater than the next man? You might have a roof over your head. The three people Minister Democrat talked about today, they in shelter. Hallelujah. I'm with my mama, but I still got a roof over my head. Glory to God. Jesus. I look on Claremont Avenue. Those are people there. And you don't know those signs. Y'all sleeping under the bridge. What am I going to get upset about? I got a roof over my head. Jesus.
My God, my God.
Oh, Lord, if we could just catch it, if we can believe God or someone else. That was prophetic what you spoke, Father.
Glory to God. God going to raise somebody up because the anointing was too strong. God is going to raise up a billionaire. I'm saying this. I believe this. God is going to raise up a billionaire to do exactly what we have heard the Lord say. There is a distribution, a person that will operate as a distribution center. There is a person that will operate as a distribution center, and that will be his full-time capacity. Full-time. Going around meeting the needs of whoever God says to meet the need.
My God
from heaven. Lord, let it come quickly. Let it come forth to bring glory and honor to your name. To meet the needs of thy people, Lord. Father, be glorified in this, I pray. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, God bless you all. We almost went an hour over time, but I thank God they didn't cut us off. It's still recorded, so you all can go back and listen and get these prophetic words. If you didn't hear what the prophet said today, you can go back and listen and retrieve this message again in the archives. If you're on Facebook, you can click it and you can listen to it on Facebook. You can go to our website and listen, or you can go to Blog Talk Radio, and these messages are there for you to hear 24/7. Amen. God bless you all. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name.
God bless you, Sister Ruby. You're still my friend.
Yes, of course. God bless.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I'm saying you need to do 4, 5, and 6 series, huh?
You funny.
Done had two today.
Amen. We'll talk about it. God bless
you. Okay, let the church know that. We got to say amen to what the Lord sent down here. Double hitter today. Okay.
Amen.
I guess it ain't moved. Don't want to move, I guess. What did I say I was going for? I'm so full. I didn't find it. I'm at. Oh, here it is. Okay, let's see. It's just going where it wanna. Did you want to close us out with a song, Prophet Michael?
Oh, go ahead, please. Go ahead, please.
Okay. If it'll get in here the right way, it won't go. Ooh.
Just push a button. It'll be the right one.
Okay, okay. This one is pretty long. Oh, here we go.